Blog Talk Radio.
Fernando, Fernando Poniente Show. It's 9 o'clock here in Wisconsin, in the middle of nowhere. 9 p.m. Can you believe that? Yeah, an hour ago it was 8 p.m. Woo, boy. Friday, June 26, 2009. What's up with everyone? Call in 347-884-8125. We'll have a good show tonight. Definitely, we'll have a good show tonight. Because I said so. Because it's TGIF. Thank goodness it's Fernando. Can't argue with that. That's right. But if you want to argue with that, I mean, you know, you can't really argue with Fernando. You can't argue with me. Tonight's lineup, we're going to do news, current events. What's the current events today? Oh, Michael Jackson's. What, you know, listen up in a little bit here. What do you think the host or me is going to say about the death of, the recent death of Michael Jackson? And let me do some housekeeping here. This show is brought to you by the Shop In Superhighway. That's shopinsuperhighway.com. And, you know, that's where you shop and get rewards for your everyday things and everything you need. My radio's not working here, but we'll continue on. And also, tonight's lineup, I have a guest, El Producto Supremo. It's going to be here. He's going to be talking about his latest work. Or his, you know, music and stuff, and his what's the latest, or what's he's going to do? But mainly today, first of all, I'm going to address the recent death of Michael Jackson. You know, a lot of stuff people out there on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter, and all that talked about his recent death. People are mourning, and his family greatly, greatly mourning over him. And that's you know, to them, that's a tragic loss. Well, it is said that you never speak ill of the dead, presumably because what they're no longer around to defend themselves, or at least we should wait, you know, a decent interval before doing so. But generally speaking, we are all believers to that rule. Correct? I believe in that. But in the same time, if we never spoke ill of the dead, history would be nothing, just like Lindsay Lohan's Twitter post. It would be just like meaningless rant. And yes, I want to say something in regards to Michael Jackson's recent death. But first and foremost, I want to offer my condolences to the family of Michael Jackson. May God stretches his hands and comforts you at this time of sorrow. Now that I got that out of the way, I just want you to hear me out and what I have to say. Media in general, whether, you know, it be newspapers, internet news, Twitters, or things like that, portrays Michael Jackson as an icon. Yeah, that's the word, quote-unquote, icon, which is I-C-O-N. That's right. That's right. Okay, I understand that completely. I understand that there's people that absolutely loved his work. You know, his dance move, songs, you know, charisma, looks, whatever. People that knows him personally and people who never really met him believe they love him, they love, you know, him too. I mean, you know, the people that really have this, like, you know, fanatics. I'm talking about the fanatics, and this all goes to them. So where do I fall into this, you might ask, as your host, Fernando? Well, you're going to have to decide. Continue. You're just going to have to continue listening to me. All right. Well, let's take a look at this. Well, I didn't know him personally when he was alive. I knew him as an artist or a performer who could moonwalk and did amazing dance move. That's right. Now, I remember way back. Oh, man. I was in fifth grade. Moonwalk is the best thing ever happened since Kool-Aid. That's right. Even moonwalk thing. Majority of us maybe falls in the same category as mine. I was a fan, not a fanatic, though. But I was a fan. Okay. Well, I could do moonwalk forward, backward, you know, side to side and all. But that's besides the point. My point is, I'm hardly alone on this. Okay, let's say Michael Jackson were just another famous person. I'd probably stay silent and let, you know, the pro forma celebration of his memory roll by without comment, without me saying anything. Just like when the media is being paid respects to Farrah Fawcett, not a biggie for me. They portray her as another quote-unquote icon. But I want to really focus on that, you know, the word icon. If NBC ran a two American icons, a two-hour special on what they said, quote-unquote, American icons, Fawcett and Jackson, two American icons, that's what NBC ran. News media described Michael Jackson as an icon. And I've read some of the major news spot, you know, the blogs, forum, Twitters, you know, icon, he's an American icon, icon this, icon that, icon. And I said, what the heck? People will bring up, you know, his past, the allegations and all. People will talk to you about that, and they will say, what about his, you know, he did this, he did that, you know, he was accused of this and accused of that. And all you have to do, really, is respond to that person and say, well, you might disagree with me, but he's an icon. Correct? Yeah, he's an American icon. And then they would have to agree with you because, you know, that's how they portrayed him, the media portrayed him as an icon. Let's take a look at that. Technically speaking, an icon is what? He's a religious symbol deserving of reverence and adoration. An icon, correct? And that's comparing to what? An idol. Okay, well, they didn't use the word idol, but they certainly showed a similar amount of reverence and adoration for the man recently. Okay. So anyway, you know, I'm not here to judge him. No, I'm not. I'm not going to judge him. We have the Almighty for that. God Almighty is the one who can judge. Nor am I not here to carve his name on my chest and cry and shed tears while I sit in the shower. It's sad to say that this is how the world, in the sense of media, adorned the celebrity in comparison to false gods back in the day. What, in medieval times? Well, way back in the beginning of time. You know, some of us are old enough to remember him as one of the Jackson Five. Remember him? Boy, that was a long time ago. But no, you know, we read about him in the People magazine, newspapers, etc., you know, now on TV, you know, all that stuff. It's just, you remember him as an icon, as a figure, celebrity. That's what I'm trying to say. But get this, his death isn't a loss in a sorrowful sense of the word, but in a selfish one. It's a loss of an interesting subject, something to gossip about, and to fill a few minutes on what? On Channel E? Entertainment Tonight? You know, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and the list goes on. Labeling Michael Jackson an icon doesn't really let him off the hook for anything, whether he's guilty or not, of whatever he was accused of crime. It's just to listen to the news anchors, or you read it in a magazine depicts him, you think it's absolves him of everything that he ever done. Not a sinless man, but, you know, as of a saint. listen, what do you believe that Michael Jackson is guilty and should be convicted of the despicable crime he was accused of, or innocent as a dove? Whether you believe that he cheated and spanked the American legal system, or a victim, because he could sing, moonwalk, or sell 10 million records. Though many of you suspect the money and fame he made from those things is precisely what kept him out of jail. Am I correct? Probably not. Probably I am. Regardless, your view and opinion of him, some of you have to agree with me that his relatively early death was or was not. I mean, you're going to have to agree with me it wasn't, quote-unquote, tragic, as would media portray. Let me explain that. Okay, now before you send me hate mail, call me names and whatnot, some of the dogs are barking in the background, but I don't know whose dog are those. Not really mine, so I don't know what's going on. So anyway, let's continue on. So, so what I'm saying is, like, now, before you email me, listen to what I have to say. So, he was one of the richest people in the world. He had money that you and I could possibly imagine. Money was not an object for the guy. For him. Made awesome songs that we listen and sing along with, sing along with until to this day. Basically, he accomplished great things. Yeah, maybe. Well, not all give great things, but, married the daughter of Elvis Presley. I mean, that's great, isn't it? I mean, what I mean is the list goes on. He had them all. Oh, almost, okay. As the media today glorifies him, but some despise him and depicted him as a sinner. Way back in the day. Dirty soul. Meanwhile, in the last 10 days, we've seen or heard of remarkable people who've given their lives for freedom in Iran. We've heard of innocents killed because they were in the wrong place in the wrong time. And get this, just in the last decade, America has lost thousands of heroes and noble causes fighting for our freedom and thousands of innocent bystanders who were denied the simple joys of life through no fault of their own. Bring up some names. Mother Teresa, Princess Di, and we're all going to forget that 9/11. Those deaths, my friends, are tragic. And we're hard-pressed to think of more than a handful of names to put them in the long line of the dead. If anything, Michael Jackson's life, not his death, was tragic. Make no mistake about this, because the Oscars, I can guarantee you that they will show a montage of famous people who died over the previous year. Sad but true, the audience only applauds for the really famous people, or the famous one. It just makes me cringe. Not necessarily because the famous people don't deserve praises, but because it's so clear that the audience is clapping for the fame. Correct? Am I not? Like I said, late Michael Jackson had many accomplishments, but the press is sanctifying him because he was famous, deservedly so to be sure, but not because he was good. So much of the coverage seems, to miss the fundamental point, as if being famous made him good, or something like that. Again, I feel sympathy for Jackson family and friends who understandably mourn him, but I can't bring myself to mourn him any more than I mourn the random dad that I read about in the paper every day. With all honesty, I confess no more to mourning him less. Not because I don't like him, not because I hate him, not because I'm a bad person, not because of what I believe, not because I'm good looking. That's a joke. Every channel says that this is a sad day for America, or even the world. I agree, but I don't think it's for the same reason. And that, my friend, is what I have to say. And if you disagree with me, like everyone says, I don't really care. All right, now that I get that off my chest, we are going to play some songs. Listen to this hip-hop by El Producto Supremo. It's going to be here pretty soon today, hopefully. Pretty soon, he'll be calling in. But listen to the speaker bump. While you think about what I said, line up. Grab a fresh of glass of water. Drink it. And listen to the song.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, right about this time, I want all of y'all to just groove with this, baby. Come on, come on. Yo, New York, yo, and everything promo,
yeah.
I'm saving you, cause my style is thorough. I'm bringing it back to the essence, boombox style, man, loud, no resistance. I bring light to the game,
yeah.
And after my CD, it won't be the same.
No.
People say I'm different, man, DJs, they all love me. They like, thank you, finally. Me like I brought the fresh air, shorty on the top down the window. Down the street, let them get up on the road. The turn up, let's keep the bump. When you up in the bed, turn on a roll. The turn up, let's keep the bump. When you up in the club, let's get up on the road. The moon has to keep the bump. And if it's too far, you're too on a roll. Right now, yo, I'm on a mission to make hip hop hot. I'm not talking about cars or the money I got. I'm about to bump, face up, here comes the dump. Boom! Door flew off the truck, that's what I'm talking about. Told you about those, the hoop of band, company name goes. I make head drums turning the knots. I'm not happy without 5,000 watts and that. My style, well, I figure out how to get up. Don't be standing on the wall like a chump. Got shook for a bit, but you ain't your jump.
Don't blame me, let me sleep the bump.
When you're driving down the street, let me get up on the bump. Turn up, let's keep the bump. When you're up in your crib, turn on the bump.
They want to give you something for your ear,
for your head, baby.
But it's not jewelry.
You want to speak up on that?
Everybody,
you
go. Big Brooklyn is the borough of kings. My cats in the hood like to bump those things.
Yeah.
Driving down the block, 5 o'clock in the morning. Waking cats up, 6 dots in the morning.
Oh, man. Well, another day's ready for the bump to begin. I'll be running this pocket. Look again, now I'm coming like.
Alright, we're back online. This is Fernando on the Fernando Pugnani Show. Calling number is 347-884-8125. Join me in the chat room too if you want. You know, just go to blocktalkradio.com/TheFernandoPugnaniShow. Click on the chat room and I should be there. And I have all the guys waiting for you. Right there. No, I don't have any guys there. Or the girls. Or whatever. But anyway, just meet me there if you want me to join in. And I was just talking about Michael Jackson. I think we're going to be talking about that for a little bit. But, you know, that again, that was the El Producto Supremo. That means a song called Speaker Bump. You can find him on MySpace.com/ El Producto Supremo. That's right. Let's get a caller in here. 7639. Go ahead. Come on in.
Hi.
How are you? Hi. How are you today?
And good.
It's great evening of Friday the 26th.
It's just doing good. It's a good day. Every day is a good day, you know,
mm-hmm.
no matter what way.
That's right. So let's, I want to touch up on the, you know, I know everyone's talking about Michael Jackson, you know, it's like he died last night or died at 50 years old. They're talking about it. I don't know if you heard my monologue earlier, but, you know, do you agree what I said?
Yep, I agree. I agree that, you know, that you shouldn't be idolizing anybody. And why is a rich person, you know, more important than a poor person when they die, you know? I mean, like, it's the same. You don't have to make a big deal out of it. I guess they just want people to know, you know, but still, I mean, I think that, like, some famous people actually, like, if they don't do concerts anymore, I think they'd be fine with not being in the spotlight. They have their money. That's what, you know. Let them live in peace with the Lord. And, well, at any time they can live with the Lord in peace. But yeah, just, like, leave them alone. I mean, if they die, they die, you know. Don't make a big deal out of it.
Right.
Yeah, it's doing it for ratings, though.
Well, of course, it's, you know, that a lot of people loved him and a lot of people follow him. Like I said earlier, you know, that's I can't argue that I was a fan of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, I was even doing a moonwalk for crying out loud in fifth grade. You know, he was huge. He was big, man. It's just like, you know, until he hit the spot and he just started like escalating down. That's when everything happened. So who's your Michael? I know that you're not old enough, I think, that to be, the Michael Jackson. I was Jackson 5. When he was a kid, and also, you know, when he was doing a Thriller and all that before the plastic surgery and all that, and then now he did all the, you know, the latest one when he was, doing all this crazy stuff. So which one is your Jackson? I mean, I know that there's many phases of Jackson, but so which one do you like or did you like?
None.
Kid Jackson? A black Jackson or a white Jackson?
No, I don't listen to music very much, except for, like, Christian music and soul. I mean, it's just the way it is. And even with Christian music, I like the songs and stuff, but I usually don't know who sings the song. Very rarely do I know who sings the song. So, I mean, I think that, you know, just listen to the music and, you know, that's that. You know, I mean, like, you know, in my circumstance, like, you know, praise God with music, you know, and sing
always,
the music. And,
You've always been a Christian, listening to Christian song all your life? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, but I'm saying that so long ago that I don't even remember, like, well, I mean, I guess I remember some songs, but I just don't like that type of music anymore, so, and I don't even
never
know,
like,
any,
you know,
those songs.
The Thriller, dun, 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 or Billie Jean.
I'm familiar with those songs, but it's not like in my head.
Yeah, that's what they call an iconic song. I mean, you know, it goes through, like I said, it, you know, till today you hear that. You know, it's like,
yeah, but I don't think it's iconic because the way you described iconic earlier was like an idol worship. So they, like, maybe it's a, like, memorable song, you know, but like where people just like know it.
Memorable song,
but,
yeah. It should be like that, but again, you know, the news media and all that portrays him as more than that, you know, more than himself as like a saint, like.
Yeah, and it's like,
it's,
you know, and like those same people.
I don't hate the guy. I don't have nothing against him. You know, I mean, for to be honest with you, I think he's innocent.
I think that the media. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. Go ahead.
Okay. I think that the media, you know, they made a big deal out of that, and only really God and Michael Jackson and those boys knew what happened, you know. But you know, okay, maybe people should learn from this. Like, what are the media trying
to
do? Like, you know, make him like a saint, and like, you know, they should have just been nice to him.
Are people going to learn though? I don't think so. I don't think it's probably will. Go ahead.
I think that like people should learn a lesson that like don't wait till after somebody's dead to like be like, oh yeah, they were such a great person. Why not tell them when they're alive? Yeah, that's my point.
Right.
You know, like so people like maybe a family member, they had a fight with their family member. And they should be like, instead of waiting till like they die, say, oh yeah, Aunt such and such, she was such a da 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 da, you know, positive about her. But when she was like here on Earth, I can't, you know, they say like they can't stand her and this and that, you know. They need to think about that while they still have time to like make up with that person, you know, make friends
right.
with that person. You know, that's what I think.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, you're right. You're right on that one. I mean, what about? Yeah, and they say that, you know, he had, you know, left with a wash debt. You know, he has debt, and, you know, because of the, whatever happened to, you know, all that happened to him. It was, you know, it was, I don't know if he's convicted. He's never get convicted, you know, just, but because a lot of people said he put all his money into it and, you know, paid a lot of people. I don't know. Again, you know, I'm not here to judge him. I mean, I wasn't there, but he is apparently he has like he's in debt, you know. But I don't believe that. He could probably be, you know, he has like some like millions and millions of dollars in debt. But I mean, he sold like what? He made a lot of records, and you know, he's got to have. I mean, his name alone, he's you know, it's got to be, you know, worth millions and millions of dollars. The question here is, what about the kids? And I know the family and all is going to be fighting for this, you know, for the, you know, for his whatever rich that he left. I don't know. But, you know, should be all goes to the kids, right? He has, what, two kids, I believe?
I don't know.
Yeah. So the thing is, here we go. The thing is, you know, I think we have to move on here in a couple of minutes. So I think El Producto Supremo is going to be here coming in a couple minutes. So I'm going to go play his song, one of his song, and hopefully he comes on. And we'll continue to talk about this, but here's my take on that, you know, as far as, like, him, you know, leaving, you know, his era and, you know, the music and all the kids and everything. It's just leaving the legacy. You know, I mean, I hope that a lot of people learn from this as a good thing, as like, you know, that dreams can come true. You know, that they can make it if they set their mind to it. They can make it. Just like, I mean, you know, Michael, they just didn't just like happen overnight. You know what I mean? I mean, he worked.
Yeah.
He practiced those dance. You know,
yeah.
He made a difference.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I mean, he practiced the dance, just like, he's not like exactly like Hannah Montana, but like Hannah Montana has to practice her dance. They have to practice and practice and practice. They don't just like come out there probably on stage, most likely. I mean, maybe 1% out of 100 people can just come out on stage and have everything coordinated, you know, but a lot
right.
of people have to practice that, you know, so yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I was agreeing with, not the other part.
Okay. Well, we settled that. I'm going to play another song, another music from El Producto Supremo. This one's called Go. Stick around or call 347-884-8125. People in the chat room, just chill out. Chill out, chill out, chill out. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPonyAnteShow. So I have to say that really slow. Because some of you probably don't know how to spell my last name. Or you can go to Facebook and find me there, Twitter, MySpace, and all. Find the Fernando Poniente there. Again, this is El Producto Supremo. This is where it will go. Stick around, guests. Stick around, Don. We'll come back with it.
Oh. Yeah. Know how to move, she got a lot of love, a love for the groove. Half of these cats got something to prove. She just my type, we both is cool. Now we both dancing on the floor,
people in awe, standing by the door. 6, 8, 10, they calling a whore. Cats on the side wanting to see more. I told them, why don't we give them a show they'll never forgive? She said, come on, yeah. And we waited for the drum to hit. And then I told her, go. I said, what do you want to do? I do not want to party. Well, if it's gonna get it started, I do not mean that, baby, let's go. I said, what did you come to do? And you're waiting a party. And now we're gonna get it started. I do not mean that, baby, let's go.
Bump in the club, we gotta act good. You know we the we looking good. You ain't have to tell us, but I knew you would. Tell us again, man, I think you should. We the best looking couple in the room. The music loves us, cause the bass goes boom. The ground's filling us, so they like our style. Our sexual movements make them all go wild.
Why don't we give them something they want to see? And make them all feel, yeah, this is where they ought to be. Then I told them, go. I said, what do you want to do? I do not want to party. Well, if it's gonna get it started, I do not mean that, baby, let's go. I said, oh, what did you come to do? And you're waiting a party. And now I'm gonna get it started. I do not mean that, baby, let's go.
Down on the floor,
on the floor.
And everybody's screaming for more.
They want more.
You need to pick me up, sip me back.
I'm a big girl in the old school floor.
I'm out of here,
go, go. Go shorty, yeah, do your thing, I go shorty, yeah, go, 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 baby, yeah, get down low, go, baby, yo, it's getting hot in here, hold your drink high while you dancing here, all the hot chicks get low in here, all mine don't hate in here, cause
it's all about the dance, we get it popping, the b-boy stands, it's done, thugs start moving, don't try to act hard, have a good time. Get a fine chick and dance with the time.
Everybody will remember this night. Everyone's dancing,
yeah.
And nobody started to fight.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go. I said, oh, what do you wanna do? I do not wanna party. Well, if it's gonna get it started, I do not mean that, baby, let's go. I said, oh, what did you come to do? And you're waving a party. And now we're gonna get it started. But you and me happy, let's go.
Welcome back. That was El Producto Supremo. That called Go. Man, I was bump. That was bumping. Right, I was bumping. Yeah. All right, El Producto Supremo. You can find him on MySpace.com. El Producto Supremo. And it's Friday night here in Wisconsin. 9:33, June 26th. Join us live, 347-884-8125. Hang on, people. I'll pick you up. And on the chat room, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/The Fernando Poniente Show. That's right. That's me. And caller is going to be here. And let's pick up. I think this is El Producto Supremo. And now, 0344, go ahead. Come on in.
Hey, Fernando. What's up? It's El Producto Supremo here.
All right, calling from, was that NYC, correct?
This is New York, New York City.
New York City, that's right. I played your songs multiple times here. Well, how do you like it? I like it. But how do you like it? You like
well,
it,
I love
right?
It, right?
That's right. So let's get to question answered over here. I know we have a couple callers that probably want to ask you some questions. You know, feel free to relax. You know, we all having conversation here. I don't know if you were listening to my monologue earlier about Michael Jackson's death. You know,
right,
but
right.
We'll put that aside for now. I'll probably ask you some of that and what you, how do you feel about a couple things. And
okay.
For main thing, well, let's talk about El Producto Supremo, man. Now, is this a band or just yourself? Just a one-man thing?
It's just myself. It's a one-man thing.
All right. So the things that you, you know, you work on thing. How long you been doing this, man?
I've been doing music now for over 10 years, actually. 10 years. I love it, man. Ever since I've started it, it's just, you know, I've gotten better and better, and we've got more influences as the years has gone on. So, you know,
definitely.
That's what has really helped me, you know.
Yeah. So how did you, you know, start it out? Like, what I'm saying is, how, you know, did you just starting like just doing a gig like in the garage or anything like that? How did you like how this thing become El Producto Supremo?
Well, it's a funny thing. It's I heard my first hip hop album when I was about 11 years old, and my sister got me into it, and when I first heard that, I just completely fell in love with the sound of hip hop, and a whole bunch of other different sounds came my way, R&B groups, pop groups, even a few rock songs I used to listen to, and I just said, you know, this is what I want to do, you know, and when I was about 14 years old, I had enrolled in a piano course, and I learned basic pianos. And after that, you know, I just started to write my own songs, and you know, they were, you know, small songs in the beginning, you know, something to get, you know, get a person started off with. But then as I experimented with different sounds, I just created my own sound from, you know, basically all the music I used to hear.
From scratch, that's correct. Okay, now you can think about like 11, 14 years old. Now, how old are you now, man?
Right now, I'm 26.
You're 26. Okay. So that was just... All right. So you're about... I'm older than you. Don't worry. I'm 34 years old, man. I'm an old man. Now...
Well, that's not old.
Yeah. So what else? What kind of... do you do, like, a gig, like, you know, a club and stuff like that? Are you open for that? If anyone calls you and says... Hey, you know, I want you to play in my club. Would, you know, you can be able to do that? Are you capable of doing that?
For right now, I would be capable of doing that. Right now, I'm like on the New York market, so I performed in a few clubs out there. And I travel back and forth from here to, you know, from New York to South Carolina and, you know,
right.
Perform in areas. But everybody can always check out my MySpace page, myspace.com/ElProductoSupremo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll definitely be having updates on there as far as shows and things of that nature in the future.
Sweet. Now, where did you get this name, man, El Producto Supremo? What is that? I know I can talk like this because I'm Filipino, right? I can speak differently, like Tagalog, which is similar to, you know, Spanish, well, you know, about maybe 35% of that, but not as Spanish, mm-hmm. but I can, we did roll, you know, the R and on all that. So El Producto
right.
Supremo is like, that's nothing to me, you know. But So what's your background? How did you get that name, man? Are you Spanish?
I'm actually black and half Italian, and I grew up around a lot of Puerto Rican and African Americans. Most of my friends are Puerto Rican. And, you know, my fiance is actually Puerto Rican as well. So I kind of just love, you know, the Spanish vibe, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
I was, you know,
right.
I was influenced by a lot of that, you know, the music, salsa, merengue, bachata, and of course, reggaeton, which is definitely the new flavor now that's out. And that's the main vibe that I'm feeling now is the reggaeton music mixed with the regular Jamaican reggae.
Exactly.
To me, an amazing sound, man. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. We all have reggae. I mean, I've listened to a wide varieties of songs. I mean, to be honest with you, some of them are like, you know, like country. You know, not like really, really country that makes you like flinch. You know, that's just a little touch of a country. And also the what I came from, and you know, like the Tagalog music, the Spanish music. I mean, I'm more for that. Now the the El Producto Supremo. Now, do you have CDs out there, or do you have an album out there, or where this be? Listeners can get your music.
They can definitely download it off of my MySpace page.
Okay.
The name of my album is The Beginning. 16 tracks is on there. They can actually take a listen to 10 of them that I've uploaded on MySpace. What they can do is just go to snowcap.com. That's S-N-O-C-A-P.com. And they can just type my name in, and my album should pop up there. And I was two different versions of it. There's an original version, and then there's a special edition, which includes three bonus tracks. So you can definitely go and download that for $4.99, the original one, and the special edition is only $5.99. So trying to make it affordable to everybody as well.
Exactly. And that's, you know, MySpace, going, hooking up with MySpace and all that social media stuff, and, you know, that's a great move there. And
right.
Once again, MySpace.com, El Producto Supremo. That's MySpace.com/\. I never really can tell. Is that forward slash or backslash?
It's a backslash. Yeah.
So it's backslash. Because some people would say forward slash, you know, because it's forwarding. I don't know. Whatever.
I always say backsplash, though. So I don't know. Backslash. I don't know. So many different ways people say it, so.
Yeah, so it is. Or is it just say slash, you know?
There
El Producto Supremo, yeah. So let me ask you real quick. I know about the, you know, I don't want to get personal in here, but what's your take on Michael Jackson's death, man?
Well, Michael Jackson was a huge influence to me. You know,
mm-hmm.
I used to listen to his music when I was, you know, when I was very young. And the Thriller album to this day is still my favorite of all time. I mean, you know, it's a small amount of tracks on there. I believe it's about 10 tracks on there. But every track you can just listen to. You know, there's no way you can press stop on that CD, you know. And as his career went on, you know, his music, he got more free with his music, and he decided to express himself in different ways. Some people found it a little controversial. Some didn't, because they understood him. But some people really didn't understand. You know what I mean? So some people really didn't understand.
Right, because the majority of people, they like to jump on things. They like to judge the cover by its, you know, the book by its cover, you know. And that's
right.
That's what I don't like about people. they just jump in there. They don't know what's going on in their head, you know.
Right.
So Michael Jackson is a huge influence here. And who else? Who do you think the influence here making this music? Making music.
Notorious B.I.G. was one of my favorite rappers of all time. Wu-Tang Clan especially, when they was, you know, definitely doing their thing back in the early 90s. You know, of course everybody loves Tupac. So those guys were definitely the main influence as to, you know, how I could express myself in my songs and in a way to make it listenable, danceable, you know, danceable as well.
Right.
And also throw in a little of the hardcores, you know, from time to time. So it's something for everybody to listen to. If you don't like one song on there, I'm sure you'll like another one.
Exactly.
So,
I just got an email about that, about saying, you know, about your song, the song Go. Thing, or just listen to it. You know, it has like a hint, a little bit of Nelly. Would you agree with that?
Well, I mean, I don't really like to be compared to anybody, but I mean,
right.
Nelly.
I don't believe that. It's like, Nelly, what did you get there? You know?
I mean, Nelly is a, you know, he does his thing. You know, I like Nelly's music as well.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, you could possibly say that, but, you know, in my ears, I don't think so, but, I feel I have my own sound, but.
It's way up, man. It's just, you know, like, again, and I think they're just categorizing this as a whole thing. Hey, but something like that, that sounds like this, you know, it's like, come on, listen to it again, you know? It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So where'd you get the, let's talk about the two songs. I know that you have, I don't know, I mean, you have, what, like 12 or some 11 songs out there, but, you know, the song Go and the Speaker Bumps is the one that that I really like. Now, when you said that you write your own lyrics, correct? Your song, you do that?
Right. I write my own songs. I produce
You write your song. Okay. Now, the song Speaker Bump, how did you come about writing that song, the Speaker Bump?
Speaker Bump is just a fun song, really.
It is, yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. I was just driving around one day, man, and I just, I don't know, it just popped in my head, man, because I said, there's a lot of songs out, but there's not really a song out that really, gives props to the speaker itself, because without that, really, you don't hear anything, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like,
you got nothing, you know.
Right. And it's like the bump of the music is really the thing to get you moving. So that's pretty much what I was saying. When you're driving down the street, let them hear the bump, bump. You know, it's something that you can just, you know, groove to when you're driving, or even if you're just chilling in your house or something like that, you know, at a party, you know?
Exactly. Now, you know, are you looking forward to, or what's your next step, man? What's the El Producto Supremo's next step?
Well, my next step is pretty much to, you know, promote this album and, mm-hmm. you know, send it out to a couple of major labels and see exactly if they like it, like you do, and hopefully other people who's listening to the show do. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens from there. Like I said, everybody who wants to find out what's going on with me, they can definitely hit me up on the MySpace page. And, you know, if you ride with me from the beginning, you'll be with me to the end, you know. That's just how I feel about anybody who is a fan of my music, and you know. So that's pretty much it right there. I'm just going to promote. I got a True to the Game mixtape coming out soon, which is some new stuff for me and a couple of other artists that I worked with back in Brooklyn.
So they can
look forward to that as well. And that should probably be out. That should probably be out like the next month or so.
Okay, we'll definitely keep an eye on that. Same thing here, man. I know what you're saying. Because, you know, I've always liked, you know, to be. I'll like to talk. You know, it's like when you put me in a group, and then I'll be the one to be talking. I'll be the ones like, hey, you know, what's going on here? Let's do this and let's do that. And being on the radio, I mean, you know, you have to go through all that school and spend a lot of money. And I found Blog Talk Radio, and I was like, wow, I can do this. I can help people, you know, to be heard, and people like you. And I thank you for coming in to my show. And by the way,
No problem.
Greatly appreciate that. And if you have any, like, you know, friends that, you know, or colleagues that would like to be on the show, I mean, I can give them a spot, man. There's no problem. You know, I mean, again, I mean, I gained like 300 friends within like 3 months. I mean, 300 listeners within that 3 months. And that's huge. You know, I like that. Cause they like, you know, the way I say things. I like, you know, I pick and choose whoever I want to come on board or come on in my show. And I listen to your song. And I think I found you on Snapvine, didn't I? Did I find you on Snapvine?
Yeah, Snapvine.
Okay, all right, yeah, that's one of the things I use. Snapvine's awesome. So if you guys out there, you want to do that, snapvine.com, and find me and El Producto Supremo in that Snapvine. But, like what I was saying there. So New York City. So what do you think about going to East Coast? Let's hypothetically, let's say you got invited to East Coast, West Coast, I'm sorry. And what do you think about the West Coast?
I've never been to the West Coast. Would always like to. I would actually love to go over there because, you know, everybody sees it in magazines and on the TV. But I've never been to California or any other West Coast city, and I would definitely love to go there one day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely on top of the agenda. You know, as soon as I'm able to do it, I would definitely.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. That's all right. Now, if you are you married, may I ask?
I'm engaged.
You're engaged. Congratulations, dude. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I long to you. Know, I'm married for 11 years, man. I have 5 kids.
5 kids? So. You've been busy, man.
I have 5 kids. And I'm done, man. I'm pretty much done. But like I said, I'm 34 years old. So, I mean, keep your heads up, man. Keep your head up and follow your dreams. That's all I can say to you, man. I'm running out of time here, so I would like to thank you for stopping by, man. You know, just hook up with me on Snapvine or, you know, an email and stuff like that, or you can, you know, go to my shopping website, dude. It's shoppingsuperhighway.com, and if you need to shop anything. I'm going to give you the last word, man. Go ahead.
All right, well, this is El Producto Supremo here on the Fernando Puente Show, and saying thank you to everybody tuning in, and definitely check me out at myspace.com/ElProductoSupremo. You can check out my brand new album, The Beginning, which will be available on snowcap.com. And hit me up as well.
All right, snowcap.com. Thanks again, dude. Next time, you know, you're more than welcome to stop by. If you're not doing anything, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, stop by. I'm going to keep your song here on the playlist, and definitely keep this, you know, going and playing and all. So, again, thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you later.
Me, Fernando.
All right, thank you.
Take care, man.
Once again, that was El Producto Supremo. You can find him on MySpace.com, El Producto Supremo, or you can go to snowcap.com and just type in his name. Boy, nice guy. I like him. And I like his work, too. So, again, we're going to play that one more time. The song is El Producto Supremo, the speaker bump, because I like that. I like that speaker bump. It's just something like a hint to it. It's just, I don't know. Man, he's El Producto Supremo. He's got a future ahead of him. And boy, what was I? Okay, there we go. We got a couple minutes into the hour, and we'll go ahead and play that El Producto Supremo. This is the speaker bump bump.
Yeah. Yo, right about this time, I want all of y'all to just groove with this, baby. Yo, and everything thorough,
yeah.
I'm saving you, cause my style is thorough. I'm bringing that back to the essence. Boom, bop, style, man, loud, no resistance. I bring light to the game, and after my CD, it won't be the same. People say I'm different, man. These days, they all love me. They like, thank you, finally. Me like a butterfly shake. Shorty on the top down, wind in my hair. Increased vibration, tits are all over. Down the street, and I'm hit up on the road. I turn up, let's keep the bump. When you bump in the bed, I'm on a roll. I turn up, let's keep the bump. When you bump in the club, it's to the bump. I'm moving at the street, the bump. And if it's too far, you're doing on a roll. Right now, yo, I'm on a mission to make hip hop hot. I'm not talking about cars or the money I got. I'm about to bump, face up, here comes the dump. Boom! Door flew off the trunk, that's what I'm talking about. Told you about those, the roof of band, company name goes. I make head drums turning the knots. I'm not happy without 5,000 watts in that. My style was bigger, I want to get up. Don't be standing on the wall like a chump. Got shook from the fizz in the range of jungle.
Don't blame me, let me speak the bump.
When you're driving down the street, and I'm here to bump. It's a borough of kings. My cats in the hood like to pump those things.
Yeah.
Driving down the block, 5 o'clock in the morning. Wicked cats up, 6 dots in the morning.
Oh,
nah. Another day's ready for the pump to begin. I'll be running this spot. Look again, now I'm coming, Mike.
All right, if that doesn't make you bump, 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 I don't know what. But it doesn't sound like Nelly. Come on, you know. If you think that sounds like, you know, one of Nelly's work, you can't tell from French fries to French toast. Come on. Bunch of haters. Just like this bozo over here sending me a message saying, oh, I played that, you played that already. So what? I want to play it again. If you don't want it, if you don't want to hear it, you know where to go. you know where to go. You know, if you're going to hate, don't listen to my show. All right? That's the bottom line. Once again, this is Fernando Poniani's show. Don't disrespect. Chat room's going to be closed in a minute. You still got, like, maybe 2 minutes. 347-884-8125. You got something to say? Say now. That was El Producto Supremo, the speaker bump that you just listened to. You can go to myspace.com/ElProductoSupremo, or you can go to snowcap.com, and you can type in El Producto Supremo. Don't tell me you don't know how to spell that. El Producto Supremo. Man. All right. Let's show some love. Go over there and tell them that thank you for stopping by the Fernando Poniani Show. Upcoming show will be on the 29th. What about 29th? That's right. 29th, yeah. That will be on a Monday. Derek Remnerace from the Soapbox Project will be here. Soapbox Project is one of the local band here in Wisconsin Dells, around here. Derek Remnerace, you know, that formerly known as, I believe, as a Hooch, is going to be here. So tune in with us, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, the same number, 347-884-8125, or you can just be a bum or hang out in the chat room again. That's okay. So I'm going to hang out in the chat room. Just stop hating, all right? Man. Now, and also on the 3rd, July 3rd, that's before the 4th, tune in again in the Fernando Poniente Show. We'll have the real estate expert, Nate Mathis of Madison, Wisconsin, from Stark Homes or Stark Company. It's one of the real estate. Earlier, I put a real estate in there, and I kept spelling real estate without an E, like a state, you know. You can tell it. I suck at spelling. But, yeah, so Nate Mathis is going to be here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on July 3rd. That's right. Come hang out with us. And these shows brought to you by ShopInSuperHighway.com. ShopInSuperHighway.com, the ultimate shopping portal. You can shop in there or shop through there through the major shopping website like Walmart, Best Buy, Target, and all that. And all your shopping needs. What do you need and what do you want? Type it in the search box in the ShopInSuperHighway.com. And we are going to be closing for a minute here. Just burning some time. That's what I do. That's right. Just promoting some of that thing. Again, I would like to see this guy. All right. The chat room is going to be closed because I just kicked him out. So, yeah, they're not making sense. All right. Here we go. Close now. I'm sorry to those people that just bought in because I got like maybe 30 seconds left. Into the hour, and better luck next time, all right? But you can listen to it. It's on a podcast. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, the Fernando Poniente Show. Those people just make me laugh. The Fernando Poniente Show, and just podcast it. You know, download it to your iTunes, iPods, or just listen it through to your computer, whichever you prefer. You can listen to the Fernando Poniente Show. So I got to roll that R, you know, because that El Producto Supremo just got me rolling that R. So Fernando Poniente, the Fernando Poniente, that's right, that's me, your host. We'll see you on the 29th. Derek Remner is going to be here. And don't be sad, don't be all down, because one of the great artist ever lived died yesterday. So I don't know, I'm running out of breath here. I can, though. I would like to thank you for coming in, for listening, and for being in the chat room. Fernando Poniente is going to peace out, and hasta la vista, hasta mañana, maybe. going to bed with my jammies on, eating peanuts. That's what I do.